April Hoffman. April is a former librarian. Her most recent literary accomplishment, among many, is a third place award in the first annual Madison Magazine Memoir Writing Contest. April has also published prose, poetry, and visual art in the Agora, the annual publication of UW-Madison's Continuing Studies Department. And if you haven't seen the Agora, you need to get a copy of it. Pick one up in next issue, because it's just wonderful. So in any case, April is a triple threat.
He asked me what to say. I said, say, next up is April. But he didn't do it. This is called Collecting Trips. Dad's job as a zoologist required that he amass large collections of dead animals. This meant that every pleasant weekend, my parents and I went on collecting trips. Which direction we drove depended on where Dad thought he could find the specimens he needed. Before each trip, we loaded the car with snake sticks, which resembled hoes but had a flat hook on the end, and long canvas snake bags. We also took jars of alcohol or formaldehyde. We used these to kill and then preserve the specimens. During the ride, Dad drove and Mom did needlework. I either stood between them to stare at the road ahead or tucked myself on top of the back seat under the rear window to watch the trip in reverse. Seat belts had not been invented in the 40s. No one worried much about safety. We would drive until Dad saw a place where he thought he might find the desired animals. If his search was for snakes, this would be a woods or pasture. When Dad spied an area that had large flat stones, he would stop the car and all three of us would grab a snake bag and a snake stick. Then we scattered in three different directions. This allowed us to cover more territory. We never considered that we were trespassing, but freely climbed over and under farmers' fences. The pastures and woods we rambled teemed with wildlife. I would spend the day watching butterflies and dragonflies, chasing fence lizards, and looking for box turtles, which I knew how to sex. A male box turtle had red eyes, a female brown. If there was a creek, there would be schools of minnows to watch and crayfish, which we called crawdads. In the woods, I might find walking sticks or fabulous moths camouflaged on the sides of trees. Sometimes we discovered the remains of abandoned farmhouses. These were easy to spot because of the orange tiger lilies blooming nearby. Years ago, some farm woman, hungry for beauty, had planted them. Nearby, we might find rusted parts of old farm machinery, loose bricks, maybe even an antique china doll's head pitted with years of grime. Once in the woods, I stumbled upon an abandoned house site. All that remained was a square pit filled with weeds. When I jumped down to investigate, I discovered an emaciated raccoon. I climbed out, although weak, he struggled valiantly to claw at me. I climbed out of the pit and raced to find my parents. They quickly followed me back. Dad explained that the raccoon had fallen into the remains of this cellar or basement and couldn't climb up the steep concrete walls to escape. Because the pit didn't have enough food or water, the coon was starving and dehydrated. We scoured the woods for berries and bugs. We brought him frogs and minnows. We tore the legs off of grasshoppers so he could easily catch and eat them. Ravenous, he devoured everything we offered. When Dad filled his straw hat with water and placed it near him, the raccoon drank it faster than the water could seep out. The problem then became how to get him out of the pit. Because the scrawny captive didn't realize our motives were pure, he tried to bite us each time we approached. Dad finally carried him out by using folded snake bags. Terrified, the raccoon weakly lumbered off, periodically turning around to snarl at us. In my search for snakes, I would run to flat rocks that might be hiding one from the sun's heat. I'd snag the edge of the rock with the hook of my snake stick to pry it up. If it was a small, harmless snake, I'd grab it and stuff it deep down in my snake bag. Then I'd tie a knot at the top of the bag and meander to the next rock. If the snake was big enough that its bite would hurt, I gently placed the flat hook of my stake stick on top of its head to pin it down. Then I would lean over and pinch my fingers tight behind its jaws. Doing this ensured that the snake couldn't whip around and bite me when I picked it up. If it was a rattlesnake, I would run and try to find Dad before it slithered away. At the end of the day, we put the animals Dad wanted to keep in the jars of alcohol, where I would watch them thrash around until they died. My favorites were hognose snakes. They scare away predators by looking, just like rattlesnakes. And if their appearance doesn't work, they hiss, making the sound of rattles shaking. If that doesn't work, they poop and roll around until it covers their bodies. And when all those tricks fail, they flip onto their backs, open their mouths, and play dead. One thing they will never do is bite. I loved finding them because even though they sometimes pooped all over me, they were the best snakes. Dad had no use for them. After playing with them, I could set them free. On one trip when I was 7 or 8, Dad skidded the car to a fast stop yelling, "Two corn snakes on the road up ahead." I assumed he meant for me to get them, so I bolted out of the back seat and tore after them. I grabbed the first one, then hightailed it across the road and got the second. I returned to the car out of breath, a snake dangling from each hand. With two writhing snakes to control, it was a moment before I looked up from the back seat. When I did, I saw that Mom and Dad were both turned around, staring at me open-mouthed. While chasing down those snakes, I'd been on automatic, not realizing what an impressive feat I'd accomplished. I spent the entire trip home basking in glory.
Monday at our meeting, April said, "I've got this piece I really want to read, but it's 8 minutes long." And I said, "We've got to stick to 5 minutes each." So this afternoon, I got an email from her saying, "I killed some of my babies. I'm down to 6 minutes."